healthcare is in the headlines these days. Whether it's the heated politics of Obamacare, or here in Maryland, a new way of paying for care that rewards hospitals for the quality of care they provide, rather than the number of patients they see. While federal healthcare reform and the state's new payment system both shine a bright spotlight on improving the quality of care, Maryland's hospitals have already been ahead of the game, working for years to do what we do better. It's a bedrock concept of every hospital's mission. And that work has translated into some impressive gains in hospital quality in Maryland. Did you know that Maryland's hospitals cut in half the number of bloodstream infections since 2010, and 80% of participating hospital units are now reporting zero urinary tract infections each month? That's right, zero. Over the past 2 years, Maryland ranks among the top 5 states in reducing the frequency with which patients return to the hospital. That's good news. Maryland hospitals were first to launch a statewide effort to collect data and track healthcare workers' proper use of hand cleaning techniques. And here's the one that hits home for me as a mom. Maryland's hospitals worked hard to reduce early elective deliveries, making sure babies are carried to term. Only half of 1% are delivered early, among the top states nationwide. That's good for babies' health. So, what do these numbers mean for you? They mean that Maryland's hospitals are serious about making care the absolute best it can be. If you'd like to know more, head over to mhaonline.org and click on the Quality tab. You'll find a brand new report that sums all this up nicely. Maryland's hospitals are proud of the care they provide and of the steps they've already taken to improve on that work. But when it comes to your safety, the pursuit of perfection does not stop with excellence. I'm Carmela Coyle, President and CEO of the Maryland Hospital Association for WYPR, your NPR news station.